seven stars that shine at dirt 3:30 in the morning. Well, she is it. She came from planet Claire. She came from planet Claire. She came from planet Claire.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back.
we are here. We've not much time, and quite a problem here. A trick or two with lepers, and the whole town's on its feet.
He is dangerous. Superstar. He is dangerous.
The man is in town right now to whip up some support. A rabble-rousing mission that I think we must abort.
He is
a more permanent solution to our problem.
What to do about Jesus of Nazareth, miracle wonder man, hero of fools?
No riots, no army, no fighting, no slogans.
One thing I'll say for him, Jesus is cool.
We dare not leave him to his own devices. His half-witted fans will get out of control.
By leaps every minute, he's top of the pole.
I see bad things arising. The proud, proud king, oh, which the Romans would ban.
I see blood and destruction, our elimination because of one man.
Blood and destruction because of one man.
Because of one man.
Our elimination because of one man.
Because of one man.
What then to do about this Jesus mania?
How do we deal with this carpenter king?
Where do we stop with a man who is bigger than John was when John did his baptism thing?
Perception. The stakes we are gambling are frighteningly high.
We must crush him completely.
So like John before him, this Jesus must die.
For the sake of the nation, this Jesus must die.
Must die, this Jesus must die.
So like John before him, this Jesus must die.
Must die, this Jesus must die.
.5 WMFO in Medford. My music bed stopped, but I had the...
All I can hear is...
I had the nice alarms. Police sirens instead.
It's a good music bed.
I didn't do it! Leave me alone! Marie, hide me!
Birthdays. Al Petulis, though he's not here, he's still helping with the show, chiming in with birthdays. Kevin Dubrow from Quiet Riot. I've never been a big Quiet Riot fan.
I think I only know one song by them. It's a cover, maybe?
Yeah, they did. They covered a couple of good Slade songs.
Yeah, but... Al, if you have a suggestion, let us know.
I'm gonna try one.
Oh,
I'm just gonna... You know, it will be a make it or break it. Quiet Riot. I mean, we have Mama, We're All Crazy Now, and Come On, Feel the Noise, and... Bang Your Head.
But hopefully you're not gonna.
I wanna hear, you know, I'm just gonna see if maybe they have something else that I might like. This is called The Joker, and I just wanna see if.
Okay, we know you're a big fan of Jokers, so.
And who else birthdays? Peter Green from the original Fleetwood Mac. We'll play some of that. We'll play live Fleetwood Mac in Boston.
That'd be great.
Peter Green.
Yes.
Denny Lane's birthday from Wings. He's actually been on the show. I interviewed him by phone. He called in before.
Very cool.
Denny Lane. Yep.
Very cool.
Walter Nunes, local. We'll play something by Walter. We'll play my favorite by Walter. And Michael Weddle. We don't have any climate change. I'd play one for him. I'd play one.
Mike, you got to send us your stuff.
Oh, well. Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday.
Let's see. A Make It or Break It. Quiet Riot. Happy birthday, Kevin Dubrow.
Thank you. about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Now when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Now, I say we did get mugs and stuff and lost all the tapes. So I'd written most of the songs and I did remember them all. But it was very slim backgrounds, you know. It would be me on drums and we'd probably normally, me and Denny had started off with a couple of acoustics to just get the song down like you would for a demo. And then we'd just build it up like a sculpture.
I can remember exactly what happened when we got there, that half the equipment at EMI Lagos didn't work. It was there, but it wasn't plugged in. And it was just kind of starting again, the challenge, you know. And it was great. I enjoyed it. The basic format was that Paul played drums and I played rhythm guitar. I can remember one day we actually went down to Ginger Baker's studio and did one of the tracks. It could have been Mamounia, I think. And Ginger played a fire bucket full of gravel as a maraca. Mamounia, 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 oh, Mamounia, Mamounia, oh. It was like a home studio, if you see what I mean. Nobody else knew what the hell we were doing, only us. But we seemed to get a great feel. We were in a strange land, a strange place, up against the odds in a way. And we'd spent so many hours like talking about everything from like, you know, vegetarianism to farming to horses to everything to do with the business, the management and the record. You know, just like people do in bands who are together all the time, you know. And we had a feel for each other so that we kind of bounce off each other in all things. I haven't really listened to Band on the Run, you know, since those days until recently, and I see it as an outsider does now, because I think when you're working on something, you listen to it when you're making it, then you don't hear it again because everybody else is listening to it then. I just like the total feel of it, you know. It's not a matter of the tracks, it's just the total thing and the memories, you know. That's the thing with me. So as I say, it's not the tracks, it's the concept album, and it means what it was, you know. Three people in Lagos having a laugh, apart from when they got robbed. You know, even that was a little bit of excitement, you know. Everywhere I've gone, Band on the Run has been the album that people talk about. I've kind of always had that legacy with me, you know, that I was on that album, and it was my favourite as well. The contribution of the three people was, you know, very equal, and you know, I've always thought the people have been unfair with Linda, you know, and like within the musical side of things. But she had a sound, you know, she was a great contribution to that band in ideas and photography, you know, just standing her ground and all sorts of things.
Well, I had to worry more about learning to play piano and keyboard, so most of my time went really to that. I wasn't too worried about what critics said because, in a way, they were right. They got me at a learning stage, and I can see it was such a contrast from what people expected. I can almost see why they put me down. Well, I've got so much pleasure out of it now. I think at first when you don't know anything, you can't really get pleasure out of it. But now that I really do know chords and I do have a feel for music, I really love it. Yeah. I can only see me growing.
People often ask what role Linda played in my music. As far as her kind of sitting there while I'm writing it and saying, do this, do that, use that chord, use that, it wouldn't be like that at all. It'd be more a question of me just goofing off and playing piano or guitar. But if I ever needed someone to bounce off and any opinions on it, then I could always trust Linda for like a great, honest viewpoint, you know. And if she liked it, then I thought it would probably be pretty good. She had great taste. And Linda was brilliant.
Paul McCartney there, and Denny Lane and Linda talking about Band on the Run. And happy birthday, Denny Lane.
Happy birthday.
That's why that was there. And now I'll play my favorite song from Band on the Run. It's not Mammonia. Happy birthday, Denny Lane.
wondering if this is the last time and place. The air is turning cold. You think of stories you were told when you were 5 or 6 years old, and it was spring. Back in your home, sweet home, feeling lost and alone, staring vaguely at the phone, but it don't ring.
Remain, and the taunts of the old freaks complain. Who do you think you are?
ago, all those things you did not know, you're realizing. You lose yourself deep in thought, all that you knew you have forgot, and the quest that you be or not is tantalizing. So you have
voting. It's your love to kill, but nights for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Well, look at all the hate there is in Red China. Take a look around at Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. Love your next door neighbor, and don't forget to say grace and tell me. Don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. How you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. How you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend, and where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Blow your eardrums out, Marie.
Right through my brain.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's time for the Boston Groupie News Report. What's going on, Marie?
Tonight at the Midway, we have, it's the Cheech 20th Anniversary Show with Taxi Driver, Reason to Fight, Words of Truth, and Bar Fight Champs. And tomorrow at Atwood's, we have Corin Ashley and David Aronoff at 4 p.m., then at 9:30, it's the Glenn Jones and Thalia Zedek.
Right on.
On Thursday, the Proletariat is at once. It says after a 33-year hiatus,
wow,
the Boston punk rock band is back.
Who? Who is that?
The Proletariat.
I don't know them.
I remember when I delivered in a Jamaica plane, there were stickers for that band. This was like 2000.
Oh.
There were stickers for that band on
every... I'll have to look them up. Maybe we'll play them next week.
Maybe.
If I can find them.
And looking further up, November 4th, Friday, the Upper Crust with Top Heavy, Gene Dante, and the Future Starlets, and the High End at the Midway.
Nice.
And if you miss the Proletariat at once, you can see him at the Met in Pawtucket, Rhode Island on November 4th. And...
That's what's happening.
That's what's happening
in Boston Groupie News. And for all that and much more, go to bostongroupienews.com. I got a call from, I don't know if he's a new listener. I haven't heard from this man before, but
Billy
from Somerville has called twice now, and he wants to hear the Joe Perry Project. That can easily be done, Billy.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thanks for listening. MFO, you're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Oh, no.
It went away. Oh, well. They can try and call back if they want.
Get
I'm gonna
thin.
Play. I'm gonna play a real quick song here. Ramones.
Quickie.
Some glue.
You know it.
Now she's gonna have something to do. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, that was Ramones. Now I want to sniff some glue. Couple of Joe Perry's going out to Billy from Somerville. Johnny Thunder's in there. We heard Slade. Come on, feel the noise. Walter Noons, happy birthday with I'm Alive. Paul McCartney, 1985. Fleetwood Mac, Oh Well, from Live in Boston. That was Boston Tea Party. Great, great stuff. Next week, My Mother's Mustache. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
Until next time, see ya!